You're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, the radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Our purpose here at CRI is to equip Christians to pursue sound doctrine, to discern truth and error, and to become faithful disciples of Christ, because life and truth matter. This is a live program, and we invite your calls. So dial toll-free 888-ASK-HANK. Numerically, that's 888-275-4265. Now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. And do jot down our contact information on the web, equip.org, via the mail. It's box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And our resource consultants, they are standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. I've been talking all this month about my absolute affinity for the Word of God, audio New Testament, presented in dramatic audio theater. And I truly, as the days go by, have loved this presentation of the Bible more than any I've ever encountered. And I've been listening to the Bible in audio and even dramatic audio theater for a long, long time, many, many, many years. But this has captivated me, and I trust it will captivate you as well. It is available for those who support the ministry all this month. You can check it out on the web again at equip.org. It was produced by Carl Amari, an American actor, a director, a producer, and a nationally syndicated radio host. He is the producer of the Word of God, and he has done so with extraordinary excellence. He joins us on the broadcast right now. Carl, good to have you back.
I'm delighted to be here, Hank. Thank you.
I've been thinking about so many of the aspects of what I'm listening to. In some ways, the presentation is so grand, you don't look at the individual parts. You just listen to the symphony. But the timing of the sound effects, I think, in and of themselves, is particularly brilliant. Talk about that.
Well, these are not sound effects that came off of records or anything like that. We actually had amazing sound effects artists that worked with the director, who was a theologian, and she really decided. Her name is Brenda Noel. She's an incredible director, and she said, "Well, this would be happening now at this time, so this needs to be created here." And these are the types of sandals they would have worn. And these are the kinds of chains they had at that time. So it would be this kind of sound. And we really went through a great deal of effort, Hank, and I'm so glad you mentioned this, that you noticed the difference. The little differences in this audio, I think, will really resonate with your audience. It was a lot of work. It was 2 years in the making to do this 22-hour audio, 2 years of production, with literally thousands of hours of sound effects, Foley work, and then an original score and amazing actors.
Well, you know, that brings me to an associated question. You know, so often people in this age are addicted to mediocrity. You are clearly addicted to excellence. Explain how you would not let this be produced until it achieved the highest pinnacle of production value.
Well, it really warms my heart that you say that, because it really is a labor of love. I mean, God is perfection, and I wanted this to be as close to that. I mean, nothing is perfect except for God, of course, but I really wanted this to be, I wanted God to be proud of it, and as I'm proud of it, and all the actors are proud of it. So we really spared no expense or effort. We had many, many, many great engineers working on it, who are all believers and all feel like this needed to be produced. And from the short time it's been out there and released, people have been coming to me and saying, you know, they really feel like they're there. You know, when this happened 2,000 years ago, they feel like they are hearing this as it happened. And that's what I wanted, Hank. That's what I really wanted. Having listened to so many audio Bibles over the years throughout my whole life, I really wanted this to stand above the rest.
You know, you're bringing up something I think very, very brilliant. I mean, oftentimes we forget that though Paul and Peter, though the personages of Scripture are dead, they were very much alive when they were speaking these words. So we're having the opportunity to interact with the minds of those who were inspired by God in their generation. Again, the emphasis on the fact that while they were speaking, they were very much alive. And I think you get that sense when you listen to the Word of God, audio New Testament.
Well, that was really what you just said is exactly was the mantra of when we put this together. That's why I wanted to have someone like Brenda direct it, because she was able to take the actors who are not biblical scholars. These actors, although believers, are not biblical scholars. So she was able to say to them, Paul was thinking this at this very moment. Paul was in chains here. Paul was, you know, doing this. Or Jesus was, he was on the Mount of Olives. He was feeling this way because he knew that Judas was going to betray him. And she explained to him, you know, Judas was a friend and he was going to betray him. So put them in the exact moment so that when they say the words, and this is what's so important, and I'm glad you're hearing this when you're listening to the Word of God audio, is that they're saying it for the very first time. Not as you have read it many times in the Bible, not as you've heard it in church, but as that character, whether it's Jesus or Mother Mary or Peter or Paul, said it for the very first time. And that's what I wanted to have happen in this audio.
Talking to Carl Amari, he's an American actor, a director, producer, and nationally syndicated radio host, To the Point. He is the producer of the Word of God Audio New Testament, available for those who support the ministry all this month. Check it out on the web at equip.org. You know, Carl, I have been quoting the Bible for many, many years. I've taken the time to memorize whole chapters, whole passages of the Word of God, and I've been at this for over 30 years. And so I'll go someplace and I will quote the Bible, and people always remember my quotation of the Bible even more than the message that comes thereafter. And it has some kind of effect to hear the spoken word. If I were to simply read it, it would be powerful. But when I speak it, just as though I am speaking to the people in my natural prose, it absolutely floors them.
Yes, and that's exactly what I wanted to happen with this, because when you take the words, okay, we've all read the words, and you hear it in your head, you know, your own voice in your own head, but when you hear 100 different voices performing these words, and we're talking about, you know, celebrity actors, amazing actors that you see on television and movies every day. These actors, which are the best in the world, directed by a theologian, a biblical scholar, and then you marry that with the sound effects that were happening and an original music score, music that is actually created for that scene, it creates an extremely powerful image in your mind, much more than reading it. So as you say, hearing it aloud. But this is a radio performance. It's word for word from the Bible, but it is performed like a movie, like a movie, or as if you were there at the moment it was happening. Very, very powerful.
Sometimes we think about Hollywood as just being anti-Bible, anti-Christian, but there's a pretty significant segment of believers in Hollywood, and I think the Word of God, Audio New Testament, really amplifies that point.
It does. I mean, actors in this include Kristen Bell, Sean Astin, you have Neil McDonough, Julia Ormond, Brian Cox, Hill Harper, Blair Underwood, These are John Rhys Davies, who is an incredible narrator of it. These are amazing actors that are in The Lord of the Rings and all kinds of major motion pictures and television shows. If they were not believers, believe me, they would not be in this. And so you're right, Hank. There are many believers in Hollywood, and I had no problem getting them to perform in this because they knew it was going to be such a high quality production, a world class type of audio, and they do a tremendous job in it.
Anything extraordinary happened during the production of The Word of God? I'm sure this happened over a long period of time, and there were some epic moments during the actual production.
There are. I mean, there's so many, but I mean, times like when, I approached Stacy Keach to play the role of John, and he said, in reading the Bible all of these years, like, I always felt like I wish there was a way, and you probably know he played Barabbas in, I'm trying to think, was it the Franco Zeffirelli film? And he said, I played a bad guy in that movie. And you called me and wanted me to play, Jesus's close friend. He's like, I cannot tell you what that meant to me. He's like, it brought tears to my eyes when you asked me to do it. And then actually performing that role in this audio just made him that so much closer to our Lord. And he, and I had that same type of thing happen with a lot of these actors where they just felt like this was, I mean, Neil McDonough, who played Jesus, when I called him and asked him to play Jesus, he told me, Carl, I have a picture of Mother Mary above my bed. That's how much I pray to her every single day. To now be able to play her son, amazing. He's like, I am your man. This will be the most important role I ever play in my life. These are the types of things that happen in producing this. So I feel so blessed.
We're talking about it. Let's listen to just a little snippet. This comes from Revelation 21, verse 5, and it's one of my favorite sections of the entire Bible.
And he who sat upon the throne said,
Behold, I make all things new. Write this. For these words are trustworthy and true. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give from the fountain of the water of life without payment. He who conquers shall have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the polluted, as for murderers, fornicators, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their lot shall be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death.
It's amazing when you hear God himself saying, Behold, I make all things new, and that points us to the very thing that all of us long for and hope for, this world, and now groaning in travail, being liberated from its bondage to decay, and we too ourselves. Powerful words from the Word of God audio New Testament. Carl, there are many, many epic moments. They could just be multiplied over and over again, and as you listen to this in your car or wherever you listen to it, it will put you in touch with that which really matters.
I couldn't agree more. I tell you what, I listen. That's a great place to listen to it, Hank, in your car, because you're at your destination way sooner than you ever thought you were. I recently took a trip from Illinois to Florida. I drove, and I listened to it. And the mile, I would look at the odometer, and the miles would just go by because you're just immersed in the Word, and you feel like you're there and that you're with these people, and you're witnessing these acts, and the time just flies. So I love listening to it in the car.
Carl Amari, again, he's an American actor, director, producer, and nationally syndicated radio host, producer of The Word of God. And our thanks to you for an incredible interview. and a wonderful product that will bless the lives of people for time and for eternity. Thanks, Carl.
Thank you, Hank. Thank you.
And we are coming up to a station break. We'll be back on the other side of the break with answers to your questions right here at the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do you remember the number to dial? As always, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. And do stand with us, shoulder to shoulder, in the battle for life and truth. You're making a difference not only here, but all around the world. The Word of God Audio New Testament, presented in dramatic audio theater, out to you, as my way of saying thank you. So check it out again on the web or give us a call at 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Back with your questions in just a moment.
The great Protestant reformer Martin Luther testified, "I am well satisfied with the gift of the Holy Scriptures, which give me abundant instruction and all that I need to know for this life and for that which is to come." Luther's wise words ought to prompt us to hit the pause button and become immersed in God's Word. To help you do that, CRI is offering the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized new audio production voiced by an all-star cast and featuring an original music score, along with wonderful sound effects. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or go online to equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will return in just a few moments. The complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, is a comprehensive collection of the most often asked as well as most difficult questions Hank Hanegraaff has received in nearly three decades of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This expanded edition contains new entries, leading readers to a better understanding of God and our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. The complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, is a comprehensive, handy, and attractive volume that you will return to again and again. Take your exploration of God's Word to new heights and receive the revised and updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Immerse yourself this year in the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. This brilliantly recorded audio New Testament is a deeply inspiring, spiritually and artistically rich production voiced by internationally renowned actors, including Neil McDonough, Sean Astin, Blair Underwood, and many more. In addition to the star-studded cast for the many voices of the New Testament, this magnificently dramatized recording includes an original music score and wonderful sound effects to make the scriptures come alive, helping listeners to feel that they're personally witnessing the life-changing words and world-changing events of 2,000 years ago. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. equip.org.
stand our ground effectively against today's assaults on the Christian worldview, we must, as Hank Hanegraaff says, get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into us. To help you do that, the Christian Research Institute is offering the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. This new magnificently dramatized production is voiced by an all-star cast and features an original music score and wonderful sound effects. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or go online at equip.org. Once again, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and the rest of the broadcast devoted to your questions. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. First up is Ron, listening in Prescott, Arizona. Hi, Ron.
Good evening, Hank.
Good evening.
I'm listening on W Heaven out of Charlotte through the internet.
Oh, wonderful.
The question is, Nathan goes to King David while he's ruling in Jerusalem. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, and he's speaking for Yahweh, he says, I will also appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them, that they may live in their own place and not be disturbed again. If they're already in Israel, is this a prophecy of something in the future?
No, that God is going to make them a great nation within Israel, that he is going to root them or plant them in the land. There's going to be a temple. It will not be built by David, although David was the one used by God to garner the resources for the temple. Solomon would build the temple, and at the height of the Solomonic kingdom, people would eat and drink, and the promises God made to Joshua would be fulfilled. Not one of them would fail. So that's really what is in view. You also have to recognize that God did give the Israelites a warning as well, which is if they followed the detestable ways of the pagan nations who were in the land before them, the land would vomit them out just as the land had vomited those pagan nations out. So there was a promise, but there's also a warning.
Yeah, I heard one Bible teacher say this was a promise of the millennial kingdom.
Oh, no. This has nothing to do with the millennial kingdom. In fact, the whole idea of a millennial kingdom, I think, is ad hoc. What you end up doing is taking a passage in the Bible, one solitary passage, Revelation chapter 20, and then you read other passages into it as though that passage is the template for a semi-golden age with a rebuilt temple and a reinstituted temple sacrifices. No, this is a promise before the temple was even built and before it became the center of the Jewish sociological and spiritual identity.
Okay, thank you very much, Hank.
Hey, you got it. Thank you for your call. Back to the phone lines. Let's talk to David in Modesto, California. David is listening on Bot Radio. Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, okay, good. Quick question. To say Jesus is divine, is that the same as saying Jesus is God?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the very thing that Jesus claimed for himself. And sometimes this is missed by the average person. But certainly the people who lived during the time of Jesus Christ were completely aware of what Jesus Christ was saying while he walked this earth. For example, in John 8, Jesus says, I tell you the truth, before Abraham was born, I am. And at that, the Jews picked up stones to stone Jesus, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. The reason that the Jews picked up stones is because the epitome of blasphemy was for a man to claim that he was, in fact, God. Now, in this case, this is not just a man. This is Theanthropus, the God-man. In other words, it is God condescending, God the Son, to take on an additional nature. So in the incarnation, Jesus Christ is one person with two distinct natures.
Okay, that's cool. No, I agree 100%. I was trying to explain to somebody that when Jesus said something about that he was able to forgive sins, and that they made the same claim that, oh, well, only God can forgive sins, and I was just... But, yeah, no, you cleared it up.
Well, I think that was a brilliant point, by the way, on your part, because this is one of the things that ultimately leads us to believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ was able to forgive sin. He was able to supplant sin. He was able to do the supernatural. He was able to raise himself from the dead. So I typically say to people, David, that Jesus Christ said that he is God. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is God, and the credentials of Christ, including his sinlessness and his ability to do miracles, ratifies his claim.
Okay, quick follow-up question, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
In Genesis, it says, don't quote me word for word, I'm sorry, but I believe it's something saying that... would that be safe to say that God is talking about himself and Jesus?
Well, I think so. Some people have rendered this a plural of majesty, but I do think that this is at least a veiled reference to the triune God, which is explicated further as we read through the Word of God. So the Bible pictures God as surrounded by angelic hosts who worship him, who carry out his commands, and, of course, he's not referring to them. Neither is there a biblical precedent for the notion that this is a fuller, more majestic way of referring to God. I think there is warrant in the immediate and broader context to support the idea of plural pronoun us referring to divine plurality within the Trinity, the triadic one, or three centers of consciousness within the one God.
The royal we.
Well, I'm not saying the royal we. I'm saying that some people would say that this is a royal we, and in the sense of a royal we, it would be a more full or majestic way to refer to God. But what I'm suggesting is that this is a hint at what is further explicated in Scripture, and that is that God is a triadic one.
Okay, I agree. All right, thank you.
Hey, you got it. Elaine next, listening in Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Elaine.
Hello. Hi, Hank. I have a question. Referring back to the Ten Commandments, I know that I've broken one huge commandment, and it was to honor thy father and thy mother. And I know I broke other ones, but that's the one that just, it really haunts me a lot, because my mother and my dad were alcoholics, and they were very abusive to each other and then us. And then when I got older, I had enough of getting beaten up. And then I protected myself, and I ended up fighting back. And I fought my mother, and I left her in a very bad state. And reading the Bible, you know, I read it. I feel like I'm on a perimeter of receiving the forgiveness of Christ, but that's sort of like that keeps me from going forward in the forgiveness of Christ, is because that feel like it's held over my head.
Well, the beautiful thing is that you do not have to feel as though this is held over your head, because Jesus Christ did what you could not do, which is to say that Jesus Christ fulfilled the jot and tittle of the law. He did not come to abolish it, but he did come to fulfill it. And thus, Jesus did what we could not do, and his forgiveness extends even to the most gargantuan of our sins. So we can thank God that he willingly forgives you, and that you can go on with your life. I mean, there are mistakes that we make, and there are always consequences to those mistakes, but God does forgive, and he does continue to use us for his glory. And the beautiful promise in Scripture is that all things work together for good to those who love God and are the called according to his purposes. I think the one thing that is evident in your call is a repentant heart. Now, the other thing that's evident in the prologue to your question is the fact that you too were abused. So this was not a one-way street, and you had to protect yourself in. Again, I don't know all the circumstances, but I can tell you that God's grace is sufficient to cover your sin, and that this should not in any way become a barrier between you and God. Let me pray for you. Oh, Lord, I pray that Elaine might truly feel the sufficiency of your grace. And Lord, I do pray as well that you would make her a testimony to your grace. And Lord, may you remove the barrier that she feels between you and intimacy with her Heavenly Father, to whom we now speak. We have the privilege to speak to our Father who art in heaven, because of the work of Jesus Christ, who did what we could not do. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit that resides within us and gives us the grace that is all sufficient. So please be the balm of Gilead in Elaine's heart and soul, and use her as a testimony of your grace. We pray this not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Bless you, Elaine.
Thank you, Hank. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, go in peace, and the Lord is with you. I want to mention as we go to break that CRI's work of equipping and encouraging fellow believers to stand for life and truth, well, it simply could not continue without the faithful support of listeners like you. Support team members undergird and strengthen every one of CRI's 24/7 outreaches, equipping fellow believers here at home and around the globe. We need many to join the support team this month. Would be deeply appreciated, and your support used for God's glory and for the extension of his kingdom. Last year, in December, I made an appeal, asked people to stand with us, and many people graciously did that, and we were able to erase some of our deficits. And as we are in the new year, please recognize that the calendar has changed, but the need to reach the world never changes. So to become a support team member and help us change our world, please go to equip.org or call 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Again, that's 888-7000 and the letter CRI. We'll be right back with a quote of the day and more answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
There is a battle for truth raging around us, but the firm foundation upon which Christians stand is God's Word. It is the supreme authority and knowledge base from which our worldview radiates. Become grounded in God's Word through the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. Brilliantly recorded, it is a deeply inspiring, spiritually and artistically rich new production voiced by internationally renowned actors. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. Hank will be back after this. God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff writes, "Like a rock of Gibraltar embedded in a sea of manuscript copies, the Bible is yet and forever will be an immovable bulwark fueling our faith and shattering the waves of skepticism and doubt. Yet the Bible provides shelter from the waves of skepticism and doubt only when Christians become thoroughly grounded in the Word of God. Immerse yourself in the Scriptures with the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized audio New Testament in the Revised Standard Version voiced by an all-star cast featuring an original music score and wonderful sound effects. Receive the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. A deeper understanding of the Bible's principles and truths will improve the spiritual, moral, and ethical problems facing our nation. Yet the obstacle isn't that the Bible doesn't speak to our greatest needs or answer our deepest questions. It's that the average person lacks the time and tools to extract the answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. This expanded edition addresses over 210 of the top questions he's received as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank has taken the complex and made it simple and memorable. Receive the revised and updated complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff writes, "Like a rock of Gibraltar embedded in a sea of manuscript copies, the Bible is yet and forever will be an immovable bulwark fueling our faith and shattering the waves of skepticism and doubt. Immerse yourself in the Scriptures with the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized audio New Testament in the Revised Standard Version voiced by an all-star cast, featuring an original musical score and wonderful sound effects. Receive the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Well, let's return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. Also available for those who support the ministry, Has God Spoken? Proof of the Bible's Divine Inspiration. I probably spent more time writing that book than any book that I've ever written because of my great passion for the Word of God, and to teach people how to read the Bible in the sense in which it's intended. You can check this out on the web at equip.org. The quote of the day comes from Martin Luther. You'll recall that he was the reformer who nailed 95 theses to the castle door in Wittenberg, and those 95 theses were in part an outrage that a person like Johann Tetzel would attempt to purchase God's pardon with money. And he called the treasuries of indulgences nets with which the preachers of pardon fished for the riches of men. And in Theses 50 and 51, I believe he stated that the real reason that Rome was selling indulgences at that time was not the spiritual well-being of the saints, but the financial well-being of the Pope, not to mention his pet project, the building of the Basilica at St. Peter's. And so he wrote with great passion that the Mother Church in Rome would be better burnt to ashes than it would be built up with the skin, flesh, and bones of the Pope's sheep. Well, how do you know that what Johann Tetzel was doing wrong was wrong and that indulgences have no biblical basis? Well, you have to know the Word of God. And so Luther had a high view of the Word of God, and to wit, we have the quote of the day. Luther said this, quote, "You are not reading the word of a human being, but the word of God the Most High. He desires pupils who diligently note and observe what he says. Moreover, if it is well said that the letters of princes should be read three times because they must speak with deliberation in order not to be considered fools, how much more it is necessary for one to read the letters of God, that is the Holy Scriptures, 3, 4, 10, 100, 1,000, and maybe many thousand times. For God speaks with deliberation and weight. Nay, he is the eternal wisdom itself. Whoever does this becomes better and more learned from Scripture. Whoever does not do so learns nothing, nay, becomes the worse for it." Again, from Martin Luther, the quote of the day. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Mike next. He's listening in Alberta, Canada, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Hank. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I got just a little thing, issue here. I caught the last end of your conversation with the gentleman there about doing those audios.
Yeah.
And he was the actor that did Jesus. He said that he had a picture of the Virgin Mary on his wall and he prays to her every night. I can just notice you wasn't shocked about it, but what's your stand on that praying to Mary and that saint?
Well, you know, the reason I'm not shocked about it is that there are many Christians that have differences of opinion on secondary issues, and I think there is a sense in which some people place more emphasis on Mary than is warranted, but there are many people that place less emphasis on Mary that is warranted. If you look at the history of the Christian church, it has honored Mary in icons and hymns and with special feast days. In fact, the church has entreated her as a human being who, by the way, cannot be worshipped, only venerated, but venerated because she was the most intimate with Christ on earth. And therefore, many have sought to intercede with the Son via the agency of Mary and ask her as the first believer and the mother of the church for guidance and protection. Again, the church has never worshipped Mary, but has venerated her because of all the beings God has created, including the angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, and humankind, Mary is the most honored as the very one chosen to be the vessel to bring the incarnate Christ into this world so that we might be redeemed. So I think that we can stray on either not venerating Mary properly, and on the other hand, some people transgress the veneration and lapse into worship. Both would be a mistake. And I think the other part of it, though, that must be underscored is in essentials unity, non-essentials liberty, and in all things charity. So there are things that can be debated vigorously, but ultimately do not have to be divided on. I do want to mention something that comes from, what I read in the National Review. And what I was reading in the National Review really, well, struck a nerve with me, and I thought, well, I'll bring it up on the broadcast today. It has to do with an article written by Catherine Timpf, I think, if I'm pronouncing her name right, T-I-M-P-F. But she talks about the divinity schools at Duke and Vanderbilt universities having instructed their professors to start using more inclusive language when referring to God because the masculine pronouns have served as a cornerstone of patriarchy. And Duke's guidelines therefore suggest avoiding gender-specific pronouns when discussing God and suggest using God and God's self instead. So you refer to God as God, you don't use a pronoun, or you simply refer to God as God's self, which kind of reminds me of what it would be like if I were calling myself a human self. It'd be a bit awkward. But not only that, the Bible is anything but patriarchal. I mean, anyone who has read through the Bible recognizes that Jesus was a counter-revolutionary. He came into a culture, and he turned the culture on its head, quite frankly. The culture placed women on the lowest rung of the socioeconomic ladder, and Jesus did exactly the opposite. He gave women their due place in society. They were amongst his closest followers. They were the very ones who are honored as discovering the empty tomb, the seminal point in history when we recognize that death has been overcome through resurrection. So the Christian faith is anything but patriarchal. But Catherine goes on to say, if we are talking about the Christian God, every single reference to him in the Bible uses a masculine pronoun, which kind of gives you the vibe that Christians have decided that their God is a dude. Well, no, God is not a dude. God is ineffable. And no one who has any sense of his ineffability, his immensity, would ever speak of him with such pedestrian prose. And then Catherine refers to the Methodist Church as in the Christian religion that has already completely, officially, 100% decided their God is a man. Again, this raises an important question. And I think that not only has Duke and Vanderbilt missed the point, but the writer herself has missed the point. It has become increasingly popular in Christian circles to apply politically correct sentiments to language for God. In fact, some have even supplemented the Trinitarian language of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with feminine forms, like mother, child, and womb. But God does not have gender. The Bible tells us that God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. And as God created both male and female in his image, he does not participate in one or the other. He transcends gender. A simple reading of the Bible would make that patently plain. Not only that, but while the Bible uses masculine titles for God, titles such as Father and Son, as I was just discussing, it also employs feminine images for God. Who can forget God being described as a mother in Isaiah, or a midwife? Or who has failed to recognize that the Bible likens God's judgment of Israel to that of a mother bear robbed of her cubs, Hosea chapter 13. So whether masculine or feminine, all such images, we need to recognize their anthropomorphisms, their personifications that reveal God to us in ways we can understand. So the language we use for God should clarify rather than confuse. And in the absence of biblical warrant, we ought to refrain from tampering with traditional titles for God. Indeed, it would be a grave mistake to sacrifice theological clarity, especially when it comes to the nature of God and the nature of relationships with the divine persons of the Godhead. We should never sacrifice these on the altar of political correctness. And again, I fear that many people, including this writer, have a diminished view of who God is. And unfortunately, we have this diminished view of who Jesus Christ is. You know, I see t-shirts that have the moniker, "This Blood's for You," or "Jesus is my best bud." Well, there is a sense in which Jesus is our closest friend, but he's also the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence. And were Jesus to appear in our presence, we would be flat on our faces, very much like the soldiers who came to arrest him in the Garden of Gethsemane. They got one glimpse of his glory and grandeur, although it was veiled, and they fell down as dead men. So again, every single theological heresy begins with a misconception of the nature of God. Unfortunately, we have universities like Vanderbilt and Duke with professors who have no clue because they have lost the biblical notion of who God is. Please stand with us, shoulder to shoulder, in the battle for life and truth. Out of time for today's edition of the Bible Answerman broadcast. I'll be right back here tomorrow with more of the show. Look forward to seeing you then.
Thank you for joining us today. To help you immerse yourself in the teachings of Scripture, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament, a magnificently dramatized audio New Testament in the Revised Standard Version, voiced by an all-star cast and featuring an original music score. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org. Immerse yourself this year in the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament. This brilliantly recorded audio New Testament is a deeply inspiring, spiritually and artistically rich production voiced by internationally renowned actors, including Neil McDonough, Sean Astin, Blair Underwood, and many more. In addition to the star-studded cast for the many voices of the New Testament, this magnificently dramatized recording includes an original music score and wonderful sound effects to make the Scriptures come alive, helping listeners to feel that they're personally witnessing the life-changing words and world-changing events of 2,000 years ago. Receive your copy of the Word of God Audio Bible New Testament as our thanks for your gift. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org.